worked there and a place where thousands of Jews were killed during World War II.
Fox's Rob Schmidt. He was ordered expelled 14 years ago, but no country was willing to take him. And a controversial statue toppled by demonstrators at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night.
Silent Sam, as the statue was nicknamed, was erected in 1913 as a memorial to the UNC students who died fighting in the Civil War. In recent years, opponents have branded it as a symbol of racism and demanded its removal.
Fox's Jack Callahan, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This time of morning is when Bailey the Wonder Dog gets her chicken. Greg Budell, you prepare the chicken. How do you think it tastes?
It's finger-licking good!
Jay Scott, here's a piece of chicken Bailey didn't finish. Would you like the rest?
That's disgusting.
Emily Hayes, you look distracted. What's wrong?
I'm out of coffee.
Oh, no.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What do you say to people who say you're spoiled? And Rich Thomas, what would you do if someone tried to take Bailey's chicken?
I'll slap somebody in the next week.
And I was just wondering, if Bailey could talk, what would she say at 5 minutes before the hour?
I can't wait. I'm gonna get some chicken. I'm gonna get some chicken.
That sounds about right. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm gonna get some chicken.
What a foul start to the hour. Hey, there's plenty more where that came from. Three men and a lady. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott. Emily Hayes, and occasionally, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Very humid out there this morning. Now, I want you to take note of what the dew point is at this hour. We're at 73, because tomorrow morning, join us at this very same moment, and we'll check the dew point and see if it's a few points lower. I think it will be. For today, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, not right away, but especially after lunch and between lunch and, let's say, afternoon drive. And then ending later on this evening. With a high today in the upper 80s, then partly cloudy later tonight behind the front that pushes the rain away. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little less humidity. It will be noticeable with a high in the upper 80s, low tomorrow night 68. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny, very tolerable humidity. One of the models is printing a dew point of 59. Boy, if that happens, there will be dancing in the streets of Millbrook. High around 89. Then on Friday, windy scattered showers return with a high around 90 as the moisture creeps back and scattered storms over the weekend. We're back to business as usual. Right now this morning, with scattered clouds, south winds at 5 miles per hour, temperature is 74 at 7:04. Talk to you about MPB, which stands for Montgomery Paint and Body. And I've been a customer for 2 years? No. 4 years? No. How about 30 years? That's right. Even back at their old location off the Northeastern Boulevard, I used to bring my vehicles there because I've had a number of mishaps over the years. Not all my fault. In fact, a lot of them were not my fault. But anyway, when I take my car to Montgomery Paint and Body, I know their attention to detail is going to be amazing. That's why, in fact, I love to watch them work. I love to see their mind working as they're looking at what looks like simple damage to me, but they're thinking of, and they're looking under the chassis, and they're thinking about what's happening behind that panel, you know? So it's going to be fixed the way it should be fixed. When you get the phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, well, that's a special moment because it's not only going to be repaired right, it's going to be detailed. Montgomery Paint and Body. They are located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Easy to find. Phone number is easy to remember. 27-REC with a W. 27-REC with a W. Go by the Blue Water Broadcasting Wing and play the pinball machine, too, while you're waiting. Donnie Turner and the son Brandon and the entire crew out there are going to take good care of you at Montgomery Paint and Body. They'll fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
At 7:06.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Good morning.
morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking real nice for you as we get on the road this morning. 65 and 85, a speed limit ride. Nothing around the boulevard too much. Not seeing anything on Atlanta Highway. And the 31s are looking pretty decent. Might run into a little bit of slow traffic around Redland Road on 231, the Wetumpka Highway. Might find a little backed up traffic there. And then a little bit further north as you ramp off to go around by the casino. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Brace up, comrades. This is a shocker, but a study has found that kids start to rebel around age 13.
Oh, jeez.
How about that for breaking news, huh? This is a story.
Spent money and time on...
Probably tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars to figure this out.
So, yeah, you know, that probably surfaced during Socrates' time, you know. I swear to gosh.
Yeah, the problem then, though, is the life expectancy was about 13. this is... I don't think this ever changes. Did you go through a period, and I don't think age differences among us matter. Did you go through a period where you loved your mom and dad, but the last thing you wanted to do was be seen in public with them?
No, I never hit that.
I know what you're talking about, especially...
No,
I felt
that.
I had no... Just a little kid getting dragged along to Goldblatt's or some other store.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go out of my way or anything, no. But I also didn't...
I wasn't contemptuous to them. No. I never said anything out loud, but I just felt so uncool.
Who's this? I never felt uncool. The only time I would ever get frustrated is when I was, a preteen or whatever, and I would go to the grocery... my stepmom would have to go to the grocery store, and Sarah, the way I go to the grocery store is I'll start on one side of the store and work my way through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Usually stopping on the cold side last.
Mm-hmm. Tread carefully.
But my stepmom never had any rhyme or reason to when she went to the grocery store, and it would be, we need something on aisle 14, but then we have to go back over here to aisle 2, and then we'll head on over to aisle 6, but I need something back on 1, and we'll go to aisle 13. Yeah. It was just darting across the store, and it really frustrated me. Mm. And that was the only reason I would ever get bothered having to... Nobody wanted to hear my story. I'm sorry.
No. It's,
did that have anything to do with the back problems that eventually led you to Millbrook Family Chiropractic?
Segway!
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's an old Domino's injury, if we're going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, well, I believe that's where it started because of repetitive motion stuff. Uh-huh. But, But I've made so, we've made such improvement with my neck that Dr. Jeff Pasley and I are starting to work. We're going to start working on my rotator cuff issues on Friday. I'm actually looking forward to it because anything that he's asked me to do, it's not been these strenuous exercises. It's nothing that takes more than a handful of minutes to do, the neck exercises to help improve my range of motion and stuff like that. And you feel good, you got a gold star or an A on your test or something when you go in and he goes to do the adjustment or whatever, and it's, oh man, this is great, your range of motion has improved so much. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the biggest payoff is not dealing with that pain. Normally this weekend I went to Atlanta to see my mom. I usually come back and be real stiff and in a lot of pain, and it's quite less than what it used to be. So if you're living in pain, whether it be from an old Domino's injury or maybe you were in a car accident or something, go talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley. He'll go over your MRI with you at no cost. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they have super flexible hours. They're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to noon and 2 to 6, and Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to noon. 285-8483 is how to get in touch with them via the telephone, but if you want to go online, schedule your appointment and fill out your new patient paperwork, you can do that as well just by going to MilbrookChiropractor.com. And I highly suggest you check them out on Facebook, Milbrook Family Chiropractic, Highway 14 in Milbrook.
Later this morning, find out about what can only be described as a hamstersaurus or a tyrannohamster rex or something. The damage that one of those little things was able to do will be a story you'll hear later in the show. You'll also hear about a woman. The guys are going to have to be Morning Maroon nominees, but we have a lady who tricked 100 men.
Oh, I read about that.
At Tinder?
The Tinder date.
Yeah. I didn't hear how this all came together, so I'll be interested.
Invited like 100 men on a date to a concert.
What?
To compete for her, because I guess I'm worth it. I don't know what she was thinking. Make sure you have your note-taking devices handy, because Jay's going to do random facts in a moment. And somebody's going to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz that follows. And we'll run down the Food Outlet specials for you right now. Your local news at 7:12.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 16-year-old Arthur Colvin with robbery and assault for a shooting that happened at the Stratford Village Apartments earlier this month. They say Colvin shot the victim and the victim shot back, leaving Colvin with a life-threatening gunshot wound. Tallapoosa County authorities have found the body of a man reported missing last week. The sheriff's office says Dwight Smith's body was found in a wooded area near his home on Slaughter's Cross Road in Dadeville Monday morning. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. And fire officials now say nothing in their investigation indicates that the fire at Booker T. Washington was set intentionally. They say it appears the fire started on the second floor in an arts and crafts room. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You live a little life. You have seen, like Rich and I have seen, the anti-egg movement. Remember that in the 80s when some scientists decided you can't eat eggs?
Eggs got too much cholesterol. It'll clog up your heart.
Then you have the Atkins diet, which said, no, eat the eggs and eat protein, you know, beef, skip the carbs. Mm-hmm. Now you have people saying, well, actually the carbs aren't that bad for you if you want to live to be 115 and so forth. And they're constantly changing their minds.
Lose weight and improve your blood pressure by cutting carbs. A low-carb diet can help you with... A new study says that if you cut carbs, you might also cut your lifespan by up to 4 years. So don't cut carbs and just keep stuffing your face. Hold it. Now being a vegan is the best way to live a healthy and longer life. And, that's old news. And everyone should be eating a high-fat diet. High fat? We all agree, high fat? What? Screw it. We're all gonna die. Eat the bacon. Order the cake for dessert. This message brought to you by people who would rather live and enjoy life and die early because brownies and ice cream are delicious.
So that was a live and die omelet I made for you guys this morning, just so you know. There's a little of everything in there. Things that are good for you, things that'll, middling. And
I didn't taste any cake.
There was no cake in that omelet.
Cake in the omelet.
Well, you know.
All right, we are at 7:15. Joining us on the line is our friend Morris Capuano from Renaissance Bank. And how are you today, sir?
Good morning. And Greg, I love you to death, but I want to be the first to congratulate you, wish you a happy Senior Citizen Day, Greg.
This is going to be the shortest commercial for Morris Capuano in history.
No. Look, there are not a lot
thanks,
of people
Morris.
Who are senior citizens. Wait a minute, senior citizens. So we can visit you in nursing homes, but you're not. We can give you soft food, but you do great food. So happy Senior Citizens Day, Greg Budell. I think I'm the first to wish it. Am I not? I
know there's a reason you're the first.
You know what, Morris, you can't see his face right now, but he looks pleased.
Well, at least he has teeth. At least he has teeth to smile, maybe if he's smiling. But no, Greg, seriously.
My
you do an awesome
hurt.
Job for a senior citizen. Okay, enough of that. So, in any event, good morning.
Mortgages, right? Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, you go. Thank you for chiming in like Ashley there. I got nothing from nobody. So,
I have you know to, what? Look, today, he feeds me, and I have to work with him after. You just have to get off the phone. I couldn't back you up on this.
Well, you know what? Back me up on this, because today is a great day to talk about mortgage interest rates. You know, there have been literally thousands of people who called us over the years at 409-9300 because when they talk to us, they're going to get honest answers and they're going to be treated with respect and courteousness. If I don't answer the phone, I have a voicemail. I'll return your phone call before the day is out. And, you know, I really don't believe you're going to find a more dedicated person who's going to listen to your needs, listen to what your desires, listen carefully to your questions as to what you want to ask so that we can respectfully answer them and give you some sage advice. So if you've never called Renaissance Mortgage and you're new to calling 409-9300, I really do think that you'll be glad that you did call us, because I guarantee if you give us a phone call, you're going to get a straightforward answer. We're going to listen to your needs and your concerns and your questions, and we're going to take care of you. And that's the way we've been taking care of customers. I've been taking care of some of them for over 30 years, and the thousands and thousands of mortgages I've written over the years, because you know, we're going to take care of you. So whether you're a senior citizen or you're new to buying a home or whatever it is you want to do, we're going to take care of you, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of, and we're not going to rush to get you off the telephone if at all possible. And we're going to address, you know, a lot of people say, let me ask you a question. I think it's a dumb question. There are no dumb questions in this mortgage business, because you might not be as well versed in mortgages or how to go about the steps necessary when it comes to finding a house. But hopefully Greg and Ron's going to attest to this, and the thousands of people who've had the privilege of working with, we're going to take care of you and make sure. So although I jokingly tell you happy senior citizens, Greg, you're easy to work with, y'all are great to work with, and we're happy to help anyone out there who's interested in the mortgage. And rates are great.
They are, and there's no better time than now, because the sooner you get started, the sooner you'll get that first mortgage interest deduction for your taxes next year. Call Morris at 409-9300. That's Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No problems on any of the major roadways in and around the capital city. We're looking over toward Prattville, no problems there. The 31s are all clear down to Troy, over to Wetumpka. Everything's looking really good on both interstate systems. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy goes, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could have eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
And now,
it's no crock, it's nothing but the truth in
random facts.
Oh, perfecto.
Could you feel a little stretch on that one?
Perfecto.
You've got a couple of Norm bits, and that's my favorite one.
Yeah, I love that. Only he could take an event like that.
Yeah, I know. It's a horrible
like
event.
He's on with Jon Stewart there when I used to like him, and Jon Stewart is like, don't make me laugh at this, please. But he did.
He's getting a Netflix show.
Stewart?
No.
Norm.
All right, I'll resubscribe now. Thank you.
Did you know a man once wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans?
That was an episode of Friends.
On an 11.5-hour flight from China to Africa because he didn't want to pay the extra baggage fee.
That wasn't, though.
China to where?
China to Africa.
Oh, man.
11.5-hour flight.
Have you ever been on that flight? That is awful.
No, I've never have. Furthest I've flown is, I think, I flew from here to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Dallas, and then from Dallas to London.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, what a rotten travel day.
I
flew from Miami to Paris. And as the plane is getting ready to land, I'm groping around for my... And I realized my wallet, passport, and everything else is still in Miami. I'm thinking, I'm going to have to get on another one of these planes, fly back.
How'd you get on the plane without a passport?
They don't check your
passport. They don't check that until you get to the other... Yeah,
and then fly all the way back. So I was looking at almost 24 hours on planes.
Oh, man.
Past 9/11, though.
You could never do that.
No, yeah.
I had to beg the prefect of police in Paris to let me in to go to the embassy and get a substitute passport.
Oh, man.
I got screwed around on airports so badly one day. It was Gulfport. But we never took off from Gulfport, so I had to be shuttled to New Orleans and flew to Dallas to get to Nashville. It was the most convoluted thing ever. I could have just driven.
Yeah. A lot of times that's true.
Did you know that the IRS employee manual includes provisions for collecting taxes in the aftermath of a nuclear war?
Well, we certainly, got to have some money coming in from somewhere.
Glad to know our priorities are coming.
Right, exactly.
As the radioactivity is wasting us away.
Uncle Sam wants your money.
Country's destroyed. Our government's underground.
Yeah, we need to rebuild.
You're going
to
die of radiation anyway, but you better get out there and collect those taxes. Did you know there's a road in France where the naked ladies dance?
France?
What's wrong with the road we got?
There's a road in France that can only be used twice a day for just a few hours because it disappears under 13 feet of water afterwards.
Oh.
That's weird.
Yep.
That was just a causeway.
I have no idea.
You know, it could be one of those tide things.
Yeah. Like the Bay of Fundy. You know that?
The Bay of what?
The Bay of Fundy. Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
You seen that? Ever seen that?
I have not, but I'm imagining, like, and in Chicago, they had a couple of roads they would reverse.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right. It goes one way in the morning and one way
in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah, the rising tide. It's mostly hidden beneath 4 to 13-foot waves. So, yeah, that's the road. Did you know that Denmark has won the title of world's happiest country 3 out of 4 years from 2014 to 2017?
Well, that's their opinion.
Yeah. Did you know that the Wendy's Where's the Beef Lady was fired? Apparently, she was still under contract with Wendy's, but she did a Prego ad saying that she had found it.
Clara Peller.
And they fired her for doing that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's our brand. You can't be messing with our brand with another brand and all that other stuff.
I found the beef.
Yeah. Although I don't think Prego has any competition with Wendy's. I don't think they're directly...
No, but the beef line and using that lady who was so associated with Wendy's.
Exactly, yeah.
Firing an 86-year-old lady like Clara Peller.
Yeah.
I think I have that here somewhere, that Where's the Beef?
Where's the Beef?
That was like one of those 80s things once that...
Where's the beef?
There she is.
Yeah.
Did you know that a tower was built on the Florida Keys in 1929 and filled with bats to control the mosquito problem?
Oh.
Well, the bats didn't stick around. They just flew away. They never returned.
Huh.
They didn't like it down there either.
The humidity. It's too hot. The humidity, yeah.
It's crazy.
The tower eventually toppled during Hurricane Irma.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That was last year then.
The Sugarloaf Key Bat Tower is what it was.
Man, I haven't been down there in 20 years. I used to love it, but it's just like everything else, so crowded.
Did you know the TV series The Fugitive and the film from 1993 was actually based on a true story? A guy by the name of Sam Shepard.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a neurosurgeon. Yep. He was wrongfully accused of murdering his wife.
We always used to go by the house and say that's where it happened, right on Lake Erie there. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the hummingbird hawk moth beats its wings at 85 beats per second?
That's insane.
You ever watched a hummingbird video slow down?
Slowed down?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
But it's got this rhythm, just goes back.
Thinking
forth,
how forth. We covered this before. When do they sleep, or how do they sleep with that?
I know we did a random fact on this about how they do that.
Rest.
Yeah. Because they can't do it for very long, otherwise they'll die.
Yeah, a little heart.
Because it uses up so much energy. Did you know that Sting was credited as the sole writer of Every Breath You Take?
That's Sting.
Oh, that's what you've got. Okay.
Sting.
That's a spring.
Diving board. Okay, I'll look for something better.
I don't know what a sting would sound like, other than maybe a buzz, a bee. I don't know. Anyway, he was credited as the sole writer of Every Breath You Take, despite contributions of Stuart Copeland's drum beat.
I love Stuart Copeland.
Yeah, Andy Summers' guitar riff. As of 2003, he still gets $2,000 in royalties per day just from that song alone.
And that's the benefit of writing the most overplayed song in radio history.
I'm sure when they were writing it, he wasn't like, I'm going to write the most overplayed song.
I'm going to be rich.
I'm going to be rich, and you, Stuart Copeland, get nothing.
The song reminds me of a stalking kind of thing, and yet it always turns up as like in the top two or three most romantic songs when they do that annual survey.
I know.
So
Every Breath.
Creepy.
Is that what?
Well, that's what. Well, that's the other song that you bring up. Happy Together. Is that Happy Together? Is it Happy Together?
No.
Whatever. Because it's Imagine You and Me.
Oh well, that's the first word negates what people think is the song. It's not about a couple that's happy together. It's about a guy who wants to be happy together with somebody, but in fact is not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently, that James Blunt song is about creeping on a chick on the train.
Which one is that? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Creeping on a chick. Is that like youth slang for something?
What's creeping on?
Tell Grandpa here. Grandpa wants to know. Please tell the seniors in the studio what that means.
Hey?
Seniors want to know. Hold it. Let me have some Metamucil.
Oh, goodness.
This story. Okay, go ahead and tell me the story.
Well, you know, like, I can't do this. I can't talk to you right now.
No! What? Why?
Get back here. Stop being disobedient and belligerent. You want a Werther's, honey?
I actually like Werther's Originals.
What?
I got a 55-pound bag in the car as I get ready for my golden years. Where's David Bowie?
Oh, God.
Want some butterscotch?
You're the grandpa in church that's taken forever to unwrap a Werther's during the sermon where it's quiet and everybody can hear the paper crinkling. And it's just like, just come on, go ahead and do it. Just open your peppermint. Open. You always have hard candy, and you pull it out to give it to your grandkid, and there's a little bit of lint.
Let's get back on track.
That's a great flavor, peppermint with pocket lint.
Explain the creeping on.
He's just creeping on this chick on the train.
Yeah, like, explain that to him, what that means.
He's like being just stalker-ish. It's like stalker light. Just, you know.
So.
All right.
Thanks, Emily.
Moving on.
I am of no value.
That's ridiculous. You have some.
You have some. I mean, every Friday we got to have you around for the...
Thanks, Grandpappy.
Grandpappy.
Old Peepaw over there.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell next month I'll be getting a big box of Depends.
See what you get for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Right? Nothing.
I'm grabby.
I get nothing and I don't like it.
Oatmeal because of my teeth. Did you know there are professional fired men? These are professional people that are used, they were once used as department store scapegoats. They would be fired several times a day just to please customers who were disgruntled about some error.
That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
So somebody has a complaint. They take it out on the guy, and another boss comes by and fires the guy?
Fires the guy, but that's all his job is.
To get fired.
To get fired.
This sounds like something that Michael Scott on The Office would
right.
do. He's would, like, bring in somebody as an employee and then fire them to assert dominance or
he's
something.
Employed to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, did you know there is a condition, a medical condition, called visual snow? What is visual snow? It's a medical condition where people see static-like particles on top of their normal vision.
Oh.
This has got to be... I can't understand what somebody would have to go through. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you live
Seen stuff in your vision?
Yeah.
Especially... Hey, little white spots.
Yeah.
That's probably another old age disease I have.
Yeah.
Dang it, Morris.
Peepaw pupils.
Okay, those are your random facts.
We did it. Yay!
We got through it.
All right, now we're going to give away a $10 food outlet gift certificate with today's food outlet pop quiz. Just want to remind you, today being Tuesday, the final day for the following specials. 2.5 dozen Sure Fine medium eggs, which were part of that wonderful omelet you enjoyed this morning.
Mm, they were great.
It was tasty.
$1.91. And, of course, the Smithfield ham that went into the omelet came from Food Outlet.
Ooh.
And it's great. It's awesome cured ham cut into chunks so you don't have to do a thing. Just
couldn't tell if that was Bailey or Rich over there making that.
Right.
In the meat department of Food Outlet, you'll find ground chuck for $2.35 a pound. It's always good when you're making burgers or meatloaf or anything else. At least put a quarter of the combination of meat. Make it ground chuck because it adds that much flavor to it. I've learned that. And Bluebell ice cream, the big bottom half gallon, is $4.68. And in my reconnaissance shopping over the weekend at the chains, $6.99. That's the lowest price. I've seen it as high as $7.99. So stop getting ripped off by the notion that the chains have more buying power and you can save more. Go to Food Outlet, try Cost Plus 10, and see if that doesn't work a little bit better for you. It has for me for over 5 years now. Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and Main Street in Montgomery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's pop quiz. Here is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, and this goes back to the very first one we did, so hopefully you were paying attention. A man flew from China to Africa and didn't want to pay the extra baggage fee. So... you can either tell me how many shirts he wore or how many pairs of jeans he wore.
Okay.
If you can get both, that's fine, but I only need one of the two.
I got you.
How many shirts or how many jeans did he wear to avoid that excess baggage fee?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our number is 272-9228. $10, free shopping and food. I mean, that's a gallon of ice cream at least. We can't think of anything else. 272-9228 if you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel. That's Arriaco 334-27-9228. We'll come back to your excited attempts to win this contest after we trek traffic.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on South Boulevard. It'll be in the eastbound lanes, and it's right before you get to South Court Street, so watch out down there. Also seeing some stuff up on East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Some stiff traffic there and even up around Lagoon Park. Other than that, everything's looking really good. Would you like an exciting career in real estate but don't have time to attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. Again, that's BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At at 7:36, we go to the phones now to see if we can't get a winning answer to today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz. And Jeff, you were the first one in. What's your answer?
Good morning. He wore 60 shirts.
I'm sorry, I just put my hand, I was typing in some names.
60 shirts, that's correct.
That is correct, 60 shirts.
Do you happen to know how many pairs of jeans he wore?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
You got the one I wanted. It's 60 shirts. Yep.
Good job.
He was wearing nine pairs of jeans.
How do you buckle them? The only thing I can think of, see, this is the weird part. Once you start piling on those shirts, you have to increase in the size.
Right.
Exactly.
Because they can't get in, especially the jeans. You'd have to go, so how does he...
I don't know.
I bet they weren't skinny jeans.
No, I doubt it.
Well, good work. You won a $10 Food Outlet gift card, and we are going to get you jam up and jelly tie with that right now. Jeff, thank you so much for listening. Let's say good morning to Don. We got a winner, but we thank you for trying.
Hey, Don, you there?
East, maybe East will...
Yeah, East is here. All I ask in consolation is the picture of this. I mean, he probably looked like a Chinese Oliver Hardy,
or the Michelin man, from the Christmas story when they dressed the kid up to go out to school.
Yeah. Couldn't bend his arms.
Yeah. Go out there and stick your tongue on that flagpole, kid.
Hey, do you remember how much money Sting makes per day for every breath he takes?
$2,000 a day. I wish I wrote that song.
Yeah,
a good gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a gig. That's not bad for a guy that doesn't wear deodorant, huh?
Yeah, that makes me wonder. I need to look up what is the most, what I'm trying to think
royalties.
Of is, like, which song holds the record as having the most royalties? You know what I'm saying?
I'm on it.
How can we,
Yesterday by the Beatles.
I'd love to know that. Probably.
I know it's the most covered song. Yesterday is the most covered song.
Yeah.
But Yesterday is also the one, I mean, Beatles used to be and maybe it still is, as a pretty penny if you wanted to license that out for something.
You couldn't license it out until Michael Jackson bought it, right?
Well,
because Paul got really upset about Revolution being used to sell trainers.
That's true.
Yep.
12 of the highest earning songs.
Thanks
of
for calling,
time.
East.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
But you see, I'm so... decrepit. Did you get
Why
the
Why does everything have to be in a dang old
no,
slideshow?
I didn't. Jeff, if you could...
Call
Jeff,
us right back.
Right?
Jeff, yeah. that's
yeah, Jeff,
my fault.
Back.
And here's what I'm going to do, okay? And you're... I hate to...
He's putting out his
Are you turning over
card.
Your driver's license?
No.
I want his AARP card.
Are we going to get a dollar?
Why's your face so red, Rich?
Because AARP's been trying to get me on board since I turned 40. there's something in the mailbox every single day from AARP. I live in Denial, which is a neighborhood in East Montgomery.
I was going to say...
it's probably
him. It was supposed to be a joke, but it's just, here's an extra... dollar.
Well, whoopsie breaking news!
For his inconvenience, 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Here goes my last ham and cheese omelet ever. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, but not right away. I think the best chance will be in a time window from, let's say, around lunchtime to around afternoon drive. That would be your best window of time for the showers and storms today. As a frontal system approaches, which has entered northwest Alabama this morning, heading southeastward. High today in the upper 80s, then partly cloudy tonight. Later on tonight, the storms will move into southeastern Alabama and will start to dry out. Storms will be non-existent for a couple of days, and just a couple of days. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little less humidity with a high in the upper 80s. You'll feel the difference. Low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny, very tolerable humidity on Thursday, with a high temperature up to about 89. Then on Friday, the moisture starts to creep back. Dew points go close to 70 again, with widely scattered storms around and scattered storms over the upcoming weekend, with highs back in the lower 90s. Right now, this morning, south winds at 5 miles per hour. Humidity, don't ask, it's crazy. Well, if you want to know, it's 96%, with a temperature of 74 now at 741.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
You know when plumbing can be a problem?
The worst time. Anytime.
Always
24
time.
Hours a day, 7 days a week. You never know when it's going to strike you and leave you in a calamity.
Does that include drool from old age?
Well, if you're having problems with your plumbing or your drool, I would say call our friends at Plumbing by Luke Ware. Because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, take care of your problem. And you know what they charge on overtime?
That would be nothing.
That's right. They never charge. They never charge an overtime fee, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. So call Conrad Milseldine's crew of professionals, because they've helped me out several times. And now it's never a question. Whenever I have a problem with plumbing, it's Plumbing by Luke Wire. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Hey, I was just going to let y'all know.
What song did you find?
I found the top 11 of the highest earning songs, like from royalties and things like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that now, we can. If not, we can wait. It's all up to you, El Capitan.
Ask Grandpa.
No, somebody nudge Grandpa and wake him up.
No, I was reading a note from a Facebook friend telling me about the 12 things to do in case of a heart attack.
Oh.
Why?
Stop, drop, and roll.
This is not my day.
Well, can we just not be...
Let's do it when we come back.
...pessimistic and morbid and stuff.
Also this morning, win with our Kenny G contest.
Whoa.
Here's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi.
So, hey.
Back to the story with the guy wearing all the clothes.
Yep.
In full disclosure, I worked for one of the airlines.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
My immediate thought went to the poor passenger sitting on both sides of him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And also, I don't know when this was, and I'd have to look it up, but I don't know how easily you'd be able to get it away with that, with security these days and everything, for them having to...
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you definitely get pulled aside to get the get the check.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't get a strip search, though.
Be a very long one.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Yep.
But definitely get strange looks. But the poor passengers on both sides, because he's eating into their territory.
Exactly, and he's doing that for 11 and a half hours.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's crazy. Gross.
Excuse me, sir, but... I can't move.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, that was my thought.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
It was a good one. Take care. All right, 740. Did you guys look at conundrums yet?
Yes, it's right here for you.
One of them we did.
Which one did we do? Because I
chose the last one.
No, the top one we did.
Yeah.
Remember?
I wasn't sure, so I marked it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 744, your local news, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Fire officials now say nothing in their investigation indicates that the fire at Booker T. Washington was set intentionally. They say it appears the fire started on the second floor in an arts and crafts room. Montgomery police have charged 16-year-old Arthur Colvin with robbery and assault for a shooting that happened at the Stratford Village Apartments earlier this month. They say Colvin shot the victim and the victim shot back, leaving Colvin with a life-threatening gunshot wound. And Tallapoosa County authorities have found the body of a man reported missing last week. The sheriff's office says Dwight Smith's body was found in a wooded area near his home on Slaughter's Cross Road in Dadeville Monday morning. An autopsy will be done to determine his cause of death. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Tuesday, everybody.
Today is the only day that matters.
That activates my hilarity unit.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
That's an awesome show.
Classy show.
Classy. Classy, yeah.
Is it classy enough?
Called us lower class?
Not classy.
Not classy at all.
You say classy, San Diego.
They say that we ain't got the style. We ain't got the class. We ain't got the tools. It's gonna put us on the map. And I'm a phony in disguise trying to make the race.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
The Harriet 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises, kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information on these and other cruises, go to funofmontgomery.com.
School's back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, and Compass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This song tells a story.
The Simpsons has a store, not in Springfield anymore. Now they've opened one in Myrtle Beach. You might see Homer there and Marge's big blue hair. Squishies and the fear within reach. Please don't tell El Bart, he'll steal their shopping carts. Maybe even call and prank the store. He is where Krusty was framed for robbery. Too bad you won't see Apu's face no more. It's a real quickie mart, a quickie quickie mart, where Buzz Cola cans can be returned. You might run into Bart at Quickie Quickie Mart. You might see Maggie shoot Mr. Burns.
Thank you. Come again.
Yeah. Yeah, they're opening up a Homer Simpson Quickie Mart in Myrtle Beach, Fun City, really? South Carolina.
How did Myrtle Beach get picked for that?
I don't know. You know, it's weird. Town. There was a DJ in Chicago. Some of the folks that were listening to WLS down here in the 60s, early 70s, may remember Dick Biondi.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he had a pretty lengthy and successful Chicago career. Why, I don't know. He really didn't have anything to say. He was just around. And when he left Chicago, that's where he went. He had a great job offer from there. I guess they figured out there were a lot of Illinois folks that migrated to that part of the country.
Interesting.
It's funny. I had no idea how many people had moved to Florida from Illinois until I started, you know, talking a little bit about my background on the radio. And as meant for all those that were had moved to South Florida, the place where most of them go is Tampa St. Pete. Migrants from Illinois.
Tampa St.
Nobody wants to live in New Jersey or New York anymore. They're all moving.
They're on the west side of Florida from the Midwest, while the people from the Northeast go to the Southeast Florida. Yeah.
Mm. Well, let's visit with one of our fine locals by the name of Cooter.
Don't call me fine.
Don't call me fine.
Hey, Rain Man.
Hey.
I didn't get any rain in my house. You said it's going to rain everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah?
That fella that wore all them clothes on that airplane?
Yes.
I don't think you mentioned that he forgot to take stuff out of his pockets as he's putting all of them on, and he set off the metal detector, so he had to go through a full body search.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting that he had to take all of them clothes off again and then put them.
Well,
back
I had an,
again.
You know, I had an interesting response to this. Was why did he need 60 shirts? You know, was he just was he moving? Was he staying for? I mean. Where are you going that you need 60 shirts on vacation?
If you're going to Africa, you're not going to overdress, right? I mean, well, it depends.
Yeah.
It
depends on
the thing. You're going to Seattle here in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
I am. A couple of weeks. I'm leaving. What's today? Today's Tuesday? Yeah, okay. So
next Wednesday?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, I'll be gone.
Yeah, are you going to take 60 shirts?
No. Well, sometimes it feels like it, but no, not at all. You know what? That's how I pack. It's like, okay, how many days am I there? I have enough shirts to cover each day, and then I'll throw in one extra. Same with socks and everything else. Just here's enough to cover the days, and here's one extra.
Yeah, you always have one extra.
Right? And that's it, you know?
Well, I don't pack as efficiently as others, but I'm learning, though. That you're right. I mean, I always end up with too many things.
Do you roll or fold?
I fold.
Okay.
You roll?
Some items rolled.
Okay.
Some
items I pile.
Rolled.
Yeah.
Hey, just throw it in there.
On the way home.
Oh, man, I really is.
On the way home, I just throw it all back together because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I hope you guys all have a great week, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Nice to hear from you there, Kuta. Let's see.
Did you see the nun's pitch?
Yes. That's amazing. And she practiced for that.
She's something else.
That was no fluke. She had been well ready for that.
Oh, there she is. I guess they brought her to New York.
Oh, and she's going to try and knock somebody into a dunk tank.
Oh, the dunking booth. That's the cleanest water you've ever been
Let
in.
Me tell you.
Rusty, nasty.
As first pitches go, though, she was second to none.
No!
It's back to you, Sonny.
It's a habit.
Have y'all ever been in a dunking booth?
Yes.
I have for charity.
Oh. Yeah, I did that once.
Water's cold.
Yeah, and I got an ear infection.
Disgusting.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
Oh, she missed it.
Who's it? Is it
Come
Janice
on,
Dean?
No, she's no.
Unfortunately, no, it's not.
You don't see She is the living version of the giant waving inflatable arm man, I think.
Why does she keep popping the ball like that?
Because she can.
I wonder what...
Watch her. Pop.
That's her thing.
How long do they do the segment?
I don't know.
Until she knocks her in, I reckon.
And they have a hand-picked hot fox blonde ready
they
to fall
do
into
it.
The
she
tank.
Can't so hit, she can't hit.
Hot fox blonde. That's all they hire.
Yeah. In fact, we have a song in our system called The Girls from Fox News. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, there she got it.
She finally got it.
Yeah.
Oh, notice that the water's only waist deep. Damn. It's 7:55. I may be old, honey, but I'm not dead.
Very old man.
Okay.
You're still young at heart.
Where am I? Gosh, I guess things are getting worse because I went outside to check traffic, came back, and joined Bubba's show in progress.
Oh. That's funny.
I may start or launch, and it's something we can all participate in, a segment.
What is it?
That's a piece of time within one major length of time, but that's not important. On animal stories. Yeah. You know, there's so many.
There's some great ones.
Yeah, this great hamster story next hour. There's all kinds of stuff in the news that allows us to celebrate our pets and our friends. 1950s guide to proper phone etiquette.
1950s?
Yeah, these are always fun to go back. I mean, I love looking at ads from prior eras because some of them are just so blatantly sexist. Not that you just laugh because nobody would do that these days, but back then it was kind of the way it was. When my mother was one of the first feminists, she told my dad, she said, when Kimmy goes to school, if you think I'm going to sit around the house and watch you smoke, you're crazy. 50s guide to proper phone etiquette. Number one, answer calls promptly on the first or second ring if possible. It gets the call off to a favorable start. Two, greet the caller in a friendly and courteous manner.
Hello!
Be alert, enthusiastic, and sincere throughout the call.
Hello.
Speak directly into the phone so they can hear you. Your lips should be about half an inch from the receiver.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy. Visually picture the person you're talking to so your conversation will feel more personal and give them your full, undivided attention, like you're talking face-to-face.
Picture them how?
In your mind's eye.
I gotcha.
And number five, when you're done with your call, don't bang the phone down. Hang up gently.
Right.
One definitely doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Unless you're a hipster using an old rotary phone because it's now cool. Mm-hmm. And they are making a comeback. Rotary phones. There was a video clip last week. There was a young kid who did not have any idea how the rotary phone dial worked.
Uh-huh.
I
like to keep one real phone around the house. You know what I mean?
You have to.
Real phone.
Yeah.
We have
a landline.
We have one, and we've kind of been doing the house in a mid-century modern kind of decor. And there's a phone jack in the kitchen, and I told Eric I want to find like a really old phone and put there. Because we do have phone service, so
unfortunately,
might as well make it match everything.
If you got a cool rotary, it wouldn't work in today's. They don't send the right signal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the things that I don't hate, but I really don't get the style of the very fancy antique phone, like the French phone, the. You know what I'm talking about? And it's got the push buttons, but in the setup of the rotary. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, it'll start
the,
here.
Like you said, the rotary doesn't...
One, two, right. Yeah, but right. I don't know. I don't like it.
A lot of those old phones were really heavy.
Oh, yeah. If you get
really
one...
Really heavy.
I had a relative that had one from the 40s that had to sell the straight cord and not the curly cord, you know?
Yeah.